This is a replay of the Tuesday night, August 4th, WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday, evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the best deal and good customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
In radio. I'm Raleigh James. 3 hours to spend together. If it's on your mind, I'll make sure it's on mine. And I'll play requests as well. So we'll talk to Marty in Whiting. In fact, I was going to talk about him actually behind his back, but he's on hold and we'll talk to him next. But he had asked a little about the Chantels, and particularly in light of the fact that, of course, Arlene Smith passed away a week ago. And she really was absolutely the voice. But there's some interesting things about this group as far as I'm concerned. If you look at stats, you'll find out that they were the third girl group to top the African-American charts. Well, top five anyway. If you're wondering, the Teen Queens and the Bobettes. All right. Now, what's interesting, of course, is the Teen Queens and the Bobettes were fairly past tense early on. The Chantels had staying power more to the point of the oldies concerts that started in about 1970 and continued really till 2023 with the remaining living Chantel, who was Lois Powell, appearing. That was a Jerry Blavitt concert in Philadelphia in October of 2023, and that was it. So it was a big tribute deal. The reality, though, is they are something because of Richie Barrett. That's really what it comes down to. A Philadelphian who'd been around, he was in the Valentines and a number of other things. But here were the Chantels. They were in high school. They were singing. Now, unlike a lot of their contemporaries, they were not influenced by gospel. They actually classical music. In fact, Arlene Smith had received classical training at Carnegie Hall when she was about 12 years old. And she did the lyrics and the music. But here was Richie come along, and he's the one who got him signed to End Records, George Goldner's label. And the first thing they did was He's Gone. And Arlene Smith wrote it. And it got to about, number 71 on the pop charts. I don't think it charted R&B, interestingly, but that next record, maybe, that was big. Number 2 on the R&B charts, 15 on the Hot 100, sold over 1 million copies, gold disc, the whole deal. And that led George Goldner to release an album of the Chantels with, of course, Maybe on it and a few other things. And that too, sold 1 million copies. Now, what's interesting is when it came to George Goldner's label, that really was it for hits. Arguably, I Love You So, which got to number 14 on the R&B charts, but languished below number 40 on the pop charts. But then they got a deal with Carlton, and that was their last hit, and almost as big as their first hit, and that was 1961 with "He's Gone," Look in My Eyes, and that was big. And of course, Richie Barrett involved start to finish, and that was it. But when End dropped him, that's when Arlene Smith, at the end of 1959, left. and some of the other gals too. I know one of them left because they were going to try to get a college education. I don't know what happened with that, but in any event, Arlene tried to go it alone, and really, you know, as far as that goes, success eluded her all the way around. Look in My Eyes, by the way, was without Arlene. Interestingly, the rest of Carlton, as I mentioned, didn't do anything. And so we would normally say, well, that's the end of the Chantels. Well, even without Arlene, they changed labels and, not really managers. I think Richie stayed with them the whole time. But the three constants in the group were Jackie Landry and Sonia Goring and Renee Minus. And in 1970, Arlene Smith came back to record one single for RCA with them, and that also did nothing. But this is about the time, as I say, when the package tours for oldie shows are starting out, and suddenly there's new life in the Chantels, and Arlene Smith is front and center and touring. And in fact, I think Carol Douglas, who later, of course, would have a hit single with Doctor's Daughter, was in the group, and one of the gems, Louise Bethune, who later went to the Crystals. But Arlene continued to try to have a solo career, and it just didn't happen. But I'll tell you what, on those oldies shows, that was huge. In fact, Doo-Wop 50, the PBS special, you had Arlene Smith reuniting with the original members who were still alive and dedicating Maybe to Jackie Landry, who had died a few years before that. But they had been around for quite a while, unlike, as I say, the Teen Queens and the Bobettes. I think the most interesting thing about the Chantels was probably Arlene Smith's voice, because it just stood out. And, you know, like it or hate it, and there are people who will argue on both sides of that, but they had what the other gals didn't, and that was lasting power, at least on the oldies circuit. So that's the deal of the Chantels, and now you know. All right, so rest in peace, Arlene. Marty in Whiting, welcome back. Get the magic twanger out here to WGN Radio. How are you?
Pretty good, Raleigh. That was a wealth of information.
All right. Yeah. Stuff,
thank you.
Stuff you'd never otherwise want to know, and now you can forget it all.
Well, one thing that sticks out in my mind, you said at 12 years old, she performed at Carnegie Hall?
She was taking classes at Carnegie Hall in classical music.
Wow.
She wasn't performing
at 12,
but she enrolled. It was a program, and she had enrolled in that and actually had a classical foundation.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I called, and thank you very much for keeping me in mind, and I've told you more than a few times now, when I request a song, I always try to make sure I record it. So, but here's my question real quick. This morning at 7:35 a.m., this 103.9 out of Valpo, it's only 3,000 watts.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to win some concert tickets. All of a sudden, after the weather and traffic got done, the classic rock station went to a country song. So I'm like, okay, I need to get the signal back again. I didn't even touch my radio. My coffee was set down. My newspaper was set down. So after a few seconds, he had to be the 10th caller. So after like 15 minutes, I called back to the DJ, Scott Rosenberg from 103.9. He goes, yeah, Marty, why? I said, well, it went to a country song. He was, Marty, it must have been the atmosphere.
Right.
Because I'm a retired construction worker. What did he mean by that,
okay,
Raleigh?
When we all know about AMDXing, of course, because of the ionosphere layer at night. But there is absolutely the concept of FMDXing, and it's based on tropoducting, basically. And what it is it's usually in the summer months, usually when it's hot. Doesn't have to be, but that's most common. And it affects FM and VHF, because, of course, the FM band is on the VHF band between channel 6 and 7. And that's why you can pick up channel 6 way at the end of the dial. All right, so that said, what happens atmospherically is almost literally like a duct forms. And suddenly, you'll be sitting there, and let's say my favorite story for me is I was driving through Washington, D.C., and all of a sudden, I was able to pick up three stations from Little Rock. And I laughed because there were stations, if I was in Little Rock, I never would have listened to. But because I was driving on the Beltway, I was just fascinated with this, listening to every word. And, you know, very often it will be like that, that it will come in from another area. First time I ever encountered it, we were living in a hotel that had a TV, because I mostly didn't have TVs growing up. But this hotel had TV. And I was watching something in the morning, and all of a sudden I got a station identification from Houston. And I just thought this was the coolest thing. So I had to learn all about it. So that's what it is.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, Scott told me when I, like 5 till 8 o'clock this morning, he goes, Marty, try again tomorrow, 7:35. I said, okay, I will.
and you probably won't hear it again. But yeah, unlike the AM, which is on the ionosphere layer with tropoducting, that's tropospheric ducting. That's what it stands for. And they actually have forecasts online for this. There's not much VHF use anymore, obviously, but still quite a bit of FM. And it is fascinating what will happen. And it will only be for a brief period of time, like you found out. It could be a couple hours, but it won't be more than that. And then it just disappears like it was never there.
Wow. That's crazy.
Well, I'll tell you what. It also wreaks havoc on a lot of other networks that aren't necessarily audio. So it is an interference problem, including on some of the mobile networks.
Mm-hmm. Well, one more question then before we hang up. So that involves, like, even, excuse me, at nighttime, sometimes I can get the 103.9 mm-hmm. instantly. And Scott told me, he goes, well, Marty, sometimes at nighttime, you know, it's, he didn't say different atmosphere, but still, because I know nothing about the radio waves and the music biz, or the radio waves. But anyways, that plays an effect even at nighttime then, Raleigh?
No, not really. It doesn't matter whether it's day or night with tropoducting. Obviously, with the ionosphere layer with AM, it's all about at night. But with tropoducting, it can easily be 3 in the afternoon.
Okay. Well, thank you for answering my question, and I'll let you go. You got a ton of callers. But I will, I got my phone charged up when you play Maybe for me, so.
I will play Maybe for you next. Now, let me say one other thing about tropoducting when I say it's not influenced by night. To a degree, it is, because we're talking about the cycle of the sun. And so we're talking about the lower atmosphere. So sunset, you know, the ground cools off a lot faster than the air higher up. So that creates a temperature inversion, and you can wind up with a lot of good tropoducting then. Sunrise, the same deal. But it has much more mm-hmm. to do, you know, with, instead of sunset or moonlight, much more to do with how the high pressure works up and all that. Okay, now you know.
Oh my gosh, Raleigh. I'm only a high school graduate.
Well, that's all you need to be. Have you ever seen the exams for eighth graders 100 years ago? My God, college graduates couldn't pass it. So you're doing fine.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. And I'm sure for people who are really into FMDXing, you're probably vomiting by my explanation. But, hey, it'll do. We'll get to Nick in Chicago. There's room for you two coming up. And, yes, maybe By the Chantels is next on WGN Radio. Oh, but before I do, I know Adam is already saying, come on, Sea Crane, I can do this. We're talking about radio. So I got to think of the Sea Crane Company. And right now I want to mention the CC Radio 2E. It is my bedside companion. I love this radio. And the deal is that you're not going to find any reception better than the radios that Bob Crane has developed, period. Whether it is AM or FM, like many of us many years ago, he was disgusted with the state of radio reception and said he could do better, and he did. But in addition to terrific AM and FM receptions, built for it, really, is that all these radios have other features that are really neat. Now, firstly, the foundation of the 2E is that it's built to pull in weak, distant AM and FM stations with clarity. So I always like to say, take your average radio, tune to a distant station or something you're picking up that's kind of scratchy, then take the CC2E next to it, and it'll sell itself. The sound is great as well. High-quality audio can be adjusted to whatever you want. It also includes NOAA weather with an alert, and there are other emergency communications you can get with a 2-meter ham band. That's a lot of fun, but it's got a clock and a timer and alarm, so it is the perfect bedside companion, which is where I keep mine, Dialyte, all that. You can go to ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com, and look at the CC Radio 2E, the radio which has the power and strength to bring in the signal better. Now, it's not going to pick up things that aren't in the air over your head. It's not magic, but if it is there and other radios are missing it, I bet you that CC Radio 2E will pick it up like a dream. Now, if you can't go online for some reason, you can give them a call. They'll answer all your questions, and you can order by phone, and that's 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. But if you can go online, the world is your oyster, because it's not only great products, it's great information about Radio 2 and all sorts of things about the CC Radio 2E. That's ccradio.com. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio. For the Chantels, and if you look at the original end of 45, it was recorded October of 57, by the way, but first charted in January of 58. You'll see the writer's credit. Yeah, it should say Arlene Smith. It absolutely should, but it doesn't. George Goldner is co-writer on just about everything since he owned the label, and one of his friends, I forget the guy's first name. His name was Case, and it says Casey, and that was the dynamic duo. But trust me, it was Arlene Smith. All right, so there you have it. 888-876-5593. We will check out what's going on in the world at large. Give you another of your requests. We'll come back and we'll talk to Nick in Chicago and John in Covington, and hopefully you on WGN Radio.
It's fading away.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. I admitted I fell asleep during that. Yeah, tell you what. Yeah, it's certainly soothing. All right, 1900 yesterday, and that was Don and Beloit's request, and happy to play it. That's a medley of Liz Damon's hit. Liz Damon's Orient Express was the group. They appeared, last night I was trying to think of it, and then it came to me. They were in the garden room of Hilton's Hawaiian Village, which is a big thing on Waikiki. Anyway, they were there for like a year and a half, and it was Liz and her sister, Etta, and another gal whose name I forget. And then the backup band were all Asian guys, hence Orient Express. That's why it was Liz Damon's Orient Express. And they were there for a few years. They were very popular. But this is literally a medley of their hit. And originally it was on a little local label, Macaca. And then they wisely licensed it to someone else. In this case, I don't know how wise, White Whale, for distribution. And it became a hit, recorded in late 1970 and peaked in early 71. And that was it. After Hilton Hawaiian Village, they hung around, so to speak, went to some other locations, but ultimately got a gig in a lounge in Las Vegas. And so the band and Etta got there. Etta, meanwhile, became a comedian. I've never heard any of the albums, but from people I know there, they say, yeah, she's actually pretty funny. So Liz is still in Las Vegas. Etta ultimately got married and moved to New Jersey. As far as I know, she's still alive, raised some kids, the usual stuff. So that's Liz Damon's Orient Express, 1900 yesterday. All right, Marty is calling back. Okay, good. So he got his recording. All right, well, that was most of maybe. Glad you got it.
Thank you, Raleigh. I record that. John told me he's not supposed to pass along information, but thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's the deal. He won't because the show happens on the air. And a lot of people will call and just say to Joe, well, I don't want to talk to her on the air, but tell her this. And he just won't because you got to talk to me on the air. And I'll look forward to hearing from you. John is in Covington. Welcome to WGN Radio, John.
Hey, Raleigh, I just thought I'd let you know, not that you or anybody else would really care, but I think there's a few of us, of you out there, not you, but people in general. My wife went to the Barry Manilow concert in Columbus Sunday night, and supposedly it's going to be like his last tour and things like that, and he's 83, and my wife said... you can kind of tell that, the voice is given out. He moves good. He his stage presentation is great. He's a professional entertainer. I don't know why it wouldn't be. But the voice is given out a little bit.
Well, he's had some problems. In fact, most of these are rescheduled dates. Tomorrow night he'll be in Cincinnati at Heritage Bank. But these have been rescheduled dates, and then it probably will be his last concert. Then in August he'll be at the Westgate for a while, which is the old Las Vegas Hilton, and so I think he'll be there like for a month or two.
Let me ask you, you would know better than anyone I really know, that there's two songs of his I really like, and that's about it. I went and seen Barry Manilow with my wife, about 35 years ago. She was supposed to go with two of her sisters. Well, one of the sisters, her water broke. So you know what that means.
Oh, absolutely. What are the songs? What are the songs that you like?
Oh, okay. I write the songs.
Okay.
And this one, the next one I'm going to mention is... I just don't know if it got to the top 40 or what. I really like it. Bandstand Boogie.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a pretty big hit. I Write the Songs was written by Bruce Johnson of the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And... That was the deal. But, Bandstand Boogie was very popular, So, yeah, both hits. My favorite thing by him is actually one that doesn't make sense to play in public because it's very maudlin, but it's a great song, and it's called Sandra.
Not for me.
Let's put it this way. With lines like, she cut her wrists quite by mistake. It was touch and go for a while. Yeah. But it is just a great song. And in fact, when I first heard it, it was on that album with a dark blue cover that I think had Mandy on it anyway. But
that's right.
Sandra's on that, and it's just great. So
okay, so my wife's had, and I quit going to concerts for two reasons. For health issues that I have, and the other thing is why I pay this money. Like, I've seen Paul McCartney I don't know how many times, and I love the guy, and I've seen him. I'm lucky to live where I live because I can see an entertainer that I like. I can see him in Louisville. If I want to see him 2 days later, I can see him in Dayton. You know, I'm very fortunate to live where I live. So, but at the same time, it's like I paid, the last time I seen Paul McCartney, I paid $300 for one ticket, $300 for each ticket, right? So I always get stuck behind the people that think they can sing and they can't sing, and I paid this money, all this money, and I have to listen to them sing as opposed to Paul McCartney sing, and it's just, that's why I quit going. Besides the health issues, that's why I quit going. It just drives me crazy.
Yeah, I don't like most live performances because I want everything to sound exactly like it did on the single, and of course that's almost never the case. The only two acts I knew who did that were the Duprees and the Jive Five. But back to Sandra a moment. I just looked it up. They actually released this as a single in 1974. I can't imagine why they would do that because it's one of my favorite songs, and other people have recorded it and badly. He nails it. Nobody else does it like him. But it's just not the kind of thing that's a feel good song, you know.
Right. Yeah. It kind of takes away. I mean, I haven't heard it, you know. I don't make it a point to, anyway, but yeah, it takes away from the rest of the album, the feel good part.
Well,
you know?
I don't know that the rest of the album necessarily had a feel good part, and if you're sitting there listening at home, it's great. It's just not a group participation thing. But that said, now that I've talked so much about it, you know, I gotta play it.
Well, so the other thing, I'm switching gears here. Dave from the North Side, he seems to have discovered, what's his name?
Stan Freberg.
Yeah, he seems to, and Dave, just keep listening or whatever. Yeah. Do what you gotta do to listen to Stan Freberg. You'll love him. I just feel bad that Dave says he doesn't have a computer. Well, if he had one, he'd be a lot better off. Oh my goodness. Dave, just keep listening however you have to do it. I like the fact that I think it was Gene Martin and Jerry Lewis. Stan Freberg were a summertime replacement for their radio show around 1957 or so. And I mean to tell you, that is, it's really good entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah, and there, it was summer of 57, and I think all of those are absolutely available, probably on vinyl as well. It was from July through October in 57, so you can absolutely find those, as well as the commercials. He did some of the best commercials, and
I agree with you.
You know, that Chung King spot was just classic. that probably was my favorite because there, you know, all those muscle car ads were out at the same time, so he took the treatment to Chung King, which I thought was
my
great.
My uncle, he was like in high school, like in 57 or so. Anyway, my favorite, he said, take this, keep it, I don't need it, whatever. It's a single of Stan Freberg, so it tells a story on side A and side B, but it's called Christmas Dragnet.
Oh, yeah.
It is It is so good. Oh, my. It's on Capitol. It is just excellent. Okay,
Raleigh.
Right.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
I kept your time. See you. Bye.
Okay. Stan also bankrupted an airline, and and it was worth it as far as I'm concerned. It was Pacific Air, not PSA, but it was a carrier in California. And in 1967, he created this print and TV campaign for Pacific Airlines. And unfortunately, the airline had some incidents prior to this camp. All right, they crashed repeatedly. And so Stan took it as a humor point. Yeah. And he acknowledged that people fear crashing. So he did an entire campaign based on that. And it was just hilarious. But it put Pacific Air out of business. All right. So we'll get to Nick in Chicago. And there's a room for you two coming up. And yes, I'll play Sandra since I talk so much about it coming up on WGN Radio.
She's a great little housewife, so sometimes she talks like a fool, but she helps at the store in the holiday rush, and she picks up the kids after school, and she puts down the phone when her husband comes home, and she changes from mother to wife till she feels the words hanging between them. And she hangs by her words to her life. She says, I swear I love my husband, I love my kids, I wanted to be like my mother, but if I hadn't done it as soon as I did, oh, there might have been time to be me for myself, for myself. There's so many things that she wishes, she don't even know what she's missing, and that's how she knows that she missed. She's a sweetheart, except when she's moody, it's hard to get through to her then. Depressed for a while when the youngest was born, oh, but that happens now and again. She might take a drink with the housework, or when Michael's kept late at the shop, a martini or two before dinner, but she always knows when to stop. She says,
listen to the rest of it. It's on Barry Manilow 2, and it's also it was a 45. Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking. I can't imagine that on a top 40 playlist, but it was a killer piece of writing, I thought. So 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, on top of that, we got to do something uplifting right about now. I'll tell you more about Stan bankrupting Pacific Air. It's not an exaggeration, but I was mentioning the Chung King commercial. This was 1966, and I just thought it was a piece of genius.
Announcing the 1966 Chun King.
Sleek, arrogant, a different breed of chow mein. You see it instantly in its bold new bean sprouts. It's crisp, aggressive water chestnuts. Talk about extras. You want bucket bamboo shoots? Power onions? You got it, mister, in the 1966 Chun King chow mein. Outside, too, you'll notice the revolutionary styling of its round cans right away. Wraparound labels, more pickup in the two cans taped together. That's standard equipment on this baby. Look at the way she handles. In the bottom can, independent vegetable suspension. And in the top can, where the action is, over 27 cubic inches of succulent Chunking sauce, loaded with high-performance chicken. Step up to the tuned Chow Mein, the 1966 Chunking. Noodles optional.
And they actually ran it. That's when commercials were fun. All right, so yeah, next hour I will tell you a little about Pacific Airlines if you missed them. And most people did. I don't even think Stan got permission, but I'll get to that. But Nick is in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio, Nick.
Yeah, I was going to say that a separate thing from what I wanted to tell the screen about, but on Landecker's show, just on before yours, I got a little sniffle from the air conditioner.
Okay.
But anyhow, he said that there's a station, a radio station in California that recently went to all non-human. There's like a person, only like one person working in like early morning and then late morning, then
they got rid of them all, including the guy who'd been there 42 years.
Basically going
automated. It hit the trades. Nothing that unusual, actually.
Okay, I thought it was this AI stuff.
I doubt, you know, I guess they could do anything, but I don't think so. It's a little Riverside station. It's the Inland Empire. It's outside of Los Angeles. I suspect it's just going to be automated, but we'll see.
Yeah, maybe it'll eliminate me someday. You'll have a automated AI call coming from Nick from outer space, you know, waving to you from
somewhere. I think the only sad part, like I said, there was a guy who was there 42 years. You know, it happens. And unfortunately, it's not tremendously unusual.
Well, I was going to mention that in the Chicago Daily Tribune, as it says here in the Chicago Tribune, it's a section about different things happening over different years. August 2nd in 1957, it says rock singer Mojo Nixon, like the president.
Neil McMillan. He's dead, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Died a couple of years ago in Puerto Rico.
What famous song he had?
Elvis is Everywhere. It was on MTV. For a while, he was on the Outlaw Country Channel on XM, The Loon in the Afternoon. He put out some albums, but probably the Elvis is Everywhere was the best known. And he had a guy he worked with, Skid Roper, I think was his name. But in any event, big on MTV for a minute there, but sadly no longer with us. He was also in some biopics, as they say, in that Jerry Lee Lewis film and some others.
Yeah, I'm watching the time. You let me know like 30 seconds, like, or something like that.
You're doing better. You're doing a better job of it than I am, probably.
I try to be mindful of you.
He was on the on the air in several stations, WBN in Cincinnati and KGB in San Diego, and all of that stuff. And then when Kinky Friedman, who I used to like a lot, when Kinky Friedman tried to be governor of Texas, I think he ran his campaign. And that was, that was hilarious, just the thought of it. That was the deal. Dropped dead. I think he was in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and just had a heart attack and died.
Yeah, that happens. Well, especially when we get older, you know.
Well, and that's the way to go. I mean, no one's ever said, Lord, let me linger.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So in USA Today, July 30th, the show's here that singer Paul Anka turns 85.
Yeah.
And it says actor-politician Arnold Schwarzenegger, 79.
Yeah.
So that's interesting how the years go by.
Yes, indeed. All right.
And I think you got me loose now because of the clock.
We're getting there, but I'm glad you called. Do it again soon.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
No, that's absolutely the way we want to go, though. Just doing something we like and got to go. All right. So we have two more hours of whatever is on your mind. And yeah, I will look up that PAL campaign that Freeburg bankrupted an airline, not making that up. But it was a great bit. And I wish I had some of the trinkets that came with it. But we'll talk about that and maybe what else is on your mind. It'll be on mine as well. And that's for the next 2 hours right here on WGN Radio.
You know that I don't want a Cadillac car.
No.
I don't want a rich
Chicago requests, and this is as Chicago as it gets. Doo-wop, 1955, The Five Chances, the Austell brothers along with Hilliard Jones and Reggie Smith and a couple other guys. Yeah, to make five, actually. And that was on Blue Lake, and interestingly enough, in 1955. So, all right, Bronzeville Record Manufacturing Company. Yeah. So there you have that. As far as a Blue Lake, I don't know who owned it, but I know that it was a Chicago label. So, other things, get back to, because I'll forget about it otherwise, the Stan Freeburg deal. And I should back up. I say that Stan bankrupted them, but they were going to do that on their own. In fact, they were going to be part of a three-way merger. I think they ultimately were. But so what had happened, though, they had some incidents in the air, otherwise known as crashes. And so they come and they get Stan Freeburg. They don't exactly tell him why, but that, and I'll get to that, but that's okay because he doesn't exactly tell him what he's going to do. He decided that 70% of the American public in 1967 had never flown on an airline, and the reason wasn't that they had nowhere to go, it's that they were white-knuckled flyers. And so he wound up writing a deal, and the headline was, "Hey there, you with the sweaty palms." Yeah, and then the copy, I'm paraphrasing, but "Wish the pilot would knock off all that jazz about there's Crater Lake coming up on the left down there, ladies and gentlemen, and tell you instead what the devil that funny noise was that you just heard. Okay, we made a big decision at Pacific Air recently. Enough with the scenic travelogue and the stewardess's nonstop smiles over the cocktails. We have a feeling you'd like to trade some of that for a short, snappy explanation of the turbulence you've been going through for 5 minutes while Lawrence Welk keeps bubbling over the Muzak just like nothing was wrong. Well, it's about time an airline faced up to something. Most people are scared witless of flying. Deep down inside, every time that big plane lifts off the runway, you wonder, is this right?" An ad, by the way, sent the directors of PAL, Pacific Airlines, into shock. One complained the airline didn't want to lose PSA's accidental travelers. And Freeburg mentioned, that's the only travelers you've got, people who thought they were on PSA. And the bottom line was that the airline was apoplectic when they knew that this was happening. And Freeburg basically said, this is what you want. He didn't know how much they wanted it. All right, what the deal was, like the question, well, why would you do this? This is a California airline anyway. And he said, excuse me, the editors of Time and Newsweek live in California. Think of the PR value alone. And boy, did he get it, because when that campaign started, it was on the Huntley-Brinkley report in 1967 and NBC. And, you know, I think one of them said, today, the first airline advertisement honest ever run, you know, that kind of thing, honest airliner. And so in addition to the campaign, Freeburg had these security kits. They were great. This is what I wish I had one of, because they actually existed. They looked like a lunchbox, and they gave passengers a rabbit's foot with a note saying, not that you'll need this, but what can it hurt? A copy of Power of Positive Thinking, a pink security blanket with the word relax stenciled across it, some silly putty. And he even rewrote the stewardess's arrival message. As you may have noticed, ladies and gentlemen, we made it. Yeah, right. So now, as I say, Freeburg is just relishing this, because there is nonstop talk, and he figures this is just great. In fact, he was in the middle of planning the next campaign, was to paint an airline like a train, and with you about the captain wearing a railroad track and having the stewardesses walk down the aisles with pictures of things and all that. And what he didn't know, and this is when it was discovered exactly why they hired Freeburg. Now, they might have been complaining about this, and yes, it did not go over well, but it got a lot of attention. And Pacific Airlines was part of a three-way merger that was proposed, Bonanza Airlines and West Coast Airlines, but PAL was the lame carrier. And in fact, management thought, well, we might be dumped out of this deal. And so that's why the people at Pacific Air wanted a campaign that would get attention. They didn't want it to get quite this much attention, but the bottom line is the merger went through. And that was that became Air West. And ultimately, Howard Hughes bought it as Hughes Air West. And there were stories about Howard Hughes wanting to resurrect some of those campaigns, but it never happened. But that was the deal. Pacific Air didn't exactly tell Freeburg why they wanted him, and Freeburg didn't exactly tell him what he was doing. It worked out pretty well. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Fran and Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, you're talking about one of my favorites, and I used to have a whole bunch of Stan Freeburg albums.
Yeah.
And, of course, when I had to get rid of my albums, I think I might have held on to a couple of those. They might be buried in the closet somewhere. There were just some things I couldn't bear to get rid of.
Yeah.
But, you know, even though I got nothing to play them on.
Right.
I thought, someday I'll get something to play them on.
Yes, you will, because after all, they make all those USB turntables now. You could just plug it right into your computer.
Yeah, and now that my computer is working again, sort of. Yeah. Well, my computer is working. It's the nut behind the computer that's not working as well.
All right.
But anyway, one of the things, I love the history of the United States thing that he did.
Yeah.
That whole, take an Indian to lunch this week.
Yeah.
Let him sit right down and munch. Let's get, you know, I'll do the brotherhood bit. Just make sure you don't make a habit of it.
Right.
But anyway, on to, usually I sing the praises of Metro Access, but now I'm kind of mad.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, they got these new buses, and what stupid person decided to get these buses for disabled people? I don't know. They must. Well, I found out they got a cheap deal on them.
Of course.
But they have a huge step. There's a ramp And I always have them put the ramp down, which is another story. But anyway, they have this huge step up. And then in the back, there is another huge step, and there's a pole kind of, but it's in the middle. It's kind of in the way more than it is an assistance. And it's just, you know, I've called Metro about these buses, and because a lot of people hate them. Whenever I tell any of the drivers, I know I'm not blaming you, but I hate these darn buses.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. And you know you're not the only one. They're getting a lot of complaints.
Oh, no. No, that's what some of the drivers tell me. They have to be careful. They are monitored within an inch of their life. I mean, they're recorded, videoed. So when we got off the bus, one of the drivers said, because I said, I called them. And I said, I'm encouraging everybody that I hear, complaining about it to call them. And if they, and he said, that's not going to work. They're just going to circular file those. And I said, well, if they get enough of them, at least we'll annoy them.
Well, yeah. And of course, what they're saying, and you've probably heard this, is they're deploying the Accessible Wayfinding Technology Project, the AWTP, to remove barriers. Now, what the hell that is and how that's going to remove anything from the bus, I can't imagine. And then, of course, they're saying, well, you can use paratransit, right, if you're going within 3/4 of a mile, maybe. And we've ended rear door boarding and all that, but they have a director of system-wide accessibility. And I have to find out how to contact this human. Because you're absolutely not alone.
No, I know I'm not. And even the wheelchair ramp is small. And, some of the bigger wheelchairs, one of the drivers was telling me that even the wheelchair people are scared because it's hard to get down them.
Okay. His name is Martin Karethi, Karethi, martin.karethi@capmetro.org. And I've got his phone number, 512-389-7583. And I've got his address. Start there.
Oh, could you possibly, because I'm not where I can write,
of
could
course.
You possibly email that to me?
Of course.
And then I had a little confrontation with a driver about this. Because I said, are you driving a ProMaster? And he said, yes, I am. And I said, oh, then I'm going to need the ramp. Because my knees just won't cut that step. And so I said, I'm going to need the ramp. And he said, oh, the step's not that high. You don't need it. And I said, what? And he said, well, the step's not that high. I said, you do not tell me what I do and do not need.
Exactly.
And I said, what's your name? And, he's all right, And I said, you do not tell me, just because I'm walking upright and I don't have a wheelchair, you can't tell me that I don't need the ramp.
Right.
I was furious.
You should be.
I kept my volume low and I didn't cuss him out, but I wanted to. And so I'm going to call. I know when he picked me up, and they've got logs of all that.
Yes.
So I am going to definitely, even though he wouldn't tell me his name, I'm going to turn him in.
Absolutely.
And yeah, and then he was real nasty when he had, because I have door-to-door service, and they can only take me as far as the elevator, which is fine. I knew the suite number I was going to, and I was able to find it okay. But, he just, practically ran me to the elevator.
Well,
and,
yeah, you do want to complain about that. And, you know, they're about as politically correct as it gets. So this is the last PR they want.
Right. And what I did, though, is when he was trying to pull me along and make me go real fast. And the harder he pulled, the slower I went.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know. But I was just in this fit to be tied, but these buses are just ridiculous. So,
I agree.
I will get a hold of somebody, but I heard from one of the drivers and he said, oh, they're not going to do anything if you call them. The only thing you can do is go to your doctor and get a note that says you can't use those buses.
And what happens then?
I thought, no, there's got to be another way to do it than that. So I figured you might know something or someone that I could talk to.
Yeah, I've got this to send you right now, and I just realized at the bottom of all this, after telling us about Martin Carithi and all that, it says, as of mid-2026, Garner Tabone serves as the executive vice president. So I guess that's above Martin, so you'll have that name as well. But I got phone numbers and email addresses and everything else, and it's going to you even as I speak.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, sure. Happy to.
All right. Well, I guess that's about all I have for tonight. I had some requests and I forgot them.
Oh, no.
No. That bad.
Oh, God. I can relate totally, though. Absolutely. All right.
Well, I know one of them. One of them was, I don't know if you like this song or not, but Go Jimmy Go.
Oh, okay. Sure. Jimmy Clinton.
Yeah. I kind of like that. It's kind of funny.
Okay. Yeah. From the movie.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know there was a movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Alan Freed special.
Oh, okay.
It's probably, right. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm going to look as we speak, but that's the kind of thing that I'd half expect to see on YouTube. Let me see.
Oh, and there's another song, and I know the lyrics, but I don't remember the name. It's something like, just because you left and said goodbye, did you think that I would sit and cry?
Is that just because... Oh, wait, I think I know what this may be, which actually I have to think of the artist now because it's a favorite song of mine. Great. All right.
Just because you think that you're so smart going around and breaking lovers' hearts,
let's see
before
if
I let this thing happen to me, darling, I would rather swim the sea.
let's see if it's Pat and the Blenders, all right, because that's the first thing I thought of. Now, of course, I'm not sure the lyrics are there, but we'll find out.
Nope.
It's a great song, though. You'll like it.
Oh, okay.
Just because I love nobody but you, that's no reason why you should treat me so
a great song.
Oh, I love it. Who is that again? The Blenders?
Pat and the Blenders. Now, you may say to yourself, Raleigh, who are Pat and the Blenders? And I would say, beats the hell out of me. but yeah, and Pure Gold did the a cappella group did a nice version of it, but Pat and the Blenders was the original.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's
just
great.
Because you think, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they were a Philly group, that I know. And there used to be this little record store in Camden, Fast Eddie's, who had this label, and they were on that. But all that said, I didn't know anybody in this group. And I think that Kenny Gamble might have cut something on them or some of them. But yeah, Just Because was on Fast Eddie Records in 1968. So now we
is
have
it chart.
I doubt it. I would strongly doubt it.
It should have.
I know. I agree. So give me your Just Because lyrics again. Let me try to find this.
Let's see. just because you left and said goodbye, did you think that I would sit and cry? Let's see. Before I let this thing happen to me, darling, I would rather swim the sea. That's also.
I think we're talking about the Lloyd Price record.
I think possibly so. Yeah.
I would bet that's it. All right, I'll play it for you next.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right. Pretty thanks. Sure that is Lloyd Price, and pretty sure we're going into news, and pretty sure that we'll get to Eduardo after it on WGN Radio.
Just because you left and said goodbye, do you think that I will sit and cry?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. There he is, Lloyd Price, ABC Paramount, 1957, Just Because. And that was what Fran wanted to hear. I'll take Pat and the Blenders. But either way, there you have it. Eduardo is in Tampa. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What's happening tonight, Eduardo?
Yeah, well, over there in your area, this guy, American Line worker Randy Craw, I think that's how you say it, he's been sending luggage tags back to people. He says he sends like 40 a week.
Really?
Yeah. I saw this on Willie Geist, NBC Sunday show.
How interesting.
Pretty interesting story. Yeah. And he's been doing it like for 10 years, sending these tags to the Americas, some of them to Canada, international countries.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So he works at Sky Harbor. So we're talking about lost decorative and sentimental luggage tags on the tarmac. Well, good for him, at his own expense, no less. And so they say they find about 40 lost bag tags a week. And Randy and his buddies clean them up, write a personalized note, and attach a fresh zip tie and mail them back. And so that's terrific. And, of course, you know, some of them are personal mementos as far as that goes. So good for him. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really just gambling when you check luggage because, you know, they basically can destroy it. And what they'll say is, oh, that was decorative. You know, I don't think slashing my bag is, that was decorative. So, all right.
I always, when I'm traveling, I always put a tag and I have my name and address on it just in case.
Yeah.
It would get lost.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I just skip it all and don't get on the damn plane. So, right. So there you have it. Now, I wonder exactly what, because I'm sure he's been interviewed so many times, what he suggests, obviously, you get the self-tag deal as well, and you do that. And there's a barcode, though, that adheres to suitcases. And that's interesting because the airline workers say, hey, not so fast. You can cause big headaches here. great. The problem is, of course, if you didn't remove the little sticker from your last flight, this could be a problem. So, all right. Well, I'm telling you, just drive. So there you have it. All right.
You know, on the topic of travel, I saw this story again twice already. So apparently, if you're going to Europe, and I'm kind of like considering going to maybe in December for the Christmas markets, but if you're thinking about going over there, especially like Europe, they're having problems because now people have to, do some kind of like fingerprints and some other thing, eye scan or something, and it's backing up the lines. And this, they're doing this so that way they don't have to do passport stamping.
That's interesting. So, is it voluntary? And this is...
Well, I'm not sure. I mean...
I know this is the...
Like, for people who are staying there a long time or...
I'm looking it up. It's an EU deal, of course. Entry-exit system, the EES. It's fully operational now, don't you know? Replaces traditional passport stamps with mandatory biometric checks for non-EU travelers. Travelers must now provide both a facial image and fingerprints when entering and leaving the 29-country Schengen area. I don't know where Schengen is, but I'll tell you, I don't need to go. And so, when arriving for the first time, you'll use a self-service kiosk to scan your passport, submit your fingerprints, four of them, and have your face scanned. 29 countries cover the Schengen zone, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Greece, Switzerland, Norway, and Iceland among them. Children under 12, holders of residence permits, and long-stay visa holders are exempt. Once registered, your biometric data is stored for 3 years. No stamps. Traditional ink stamps are being phased out in favor of this digital record. And like you say, long lines. And there's allow extra time for arrival and departure. Biometric processing delays are not unknown. And then there's the system pauses in cases of severe congestion. Border guards have sometimes paused the collection entirely, though the EU has tightened that, resulting in higher pressure on the system. Now, this is different from the ETIAS, the European Travel Information and Authorization System, a separate travel authorization visa for visa-free visitors expected in late 2026. They haven't rolled this out yet.
Okay.
Stay home.
Well, yeah, I mean, stay in the Americas.
Yeah, exactly. There's plenty of things to see in the Americas. Right. Go to Uruguay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'll definitely consider that.
Yes, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Talk to you later this week. Thank you.
Right. Of course, if you go to Uruguay in summer, it's winter there. So, you know, watch your calendar. But when it's winter here, it's summer there. And Uruguay is very nice. All right. So 888-876-5593. Rita in Harwood Heights. What's up tonight, Rita?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Always.
I just had a couple questions. My doctor has gone on medical leave. And somebody else has taken over, and he is German.
Okay.
And his first name is Wolf.
Okay.
Now, you know, sometimes on WGN I listen to this Wolfman Jack.
Well, Wolfman Jack's name was Bob Smith. He was from Brooklyn.
Oh, so that wasn't his real name, Wolf.
No, his name was Robert Smith.
Oh, okay. Okay. And the other thing is, one time you had mentioned about Maidrite Marine.
Yeah.
I grew up in that era. I just love those things. But my nephew is there in Moline, and he has Parkinson's, but he's still driving.
Uh-huh.
And I've asked him, please check and see if they're still there, because I have this awful taste every once in a while.
Right.
For a good Maidrite.
Right.
And And I don't know if they're still available. I don't
know. Yeah. Maid Rite is doing well. They're all over the place. You know, Davenport, they're in Waterloo. But they're also in Springfield, Illinois, and some other places as well. So yeah, I think they're in some locations in Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio, Illinois, Iowa. So they used to have one in Denver. I think that one's gone. But I should try to see.
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, Maid Rite Corporation, yeah. Poor John. Oh, we're driving through. We have to stop at Maid Rite. So, Cedar Falls, Davenport, let's see, Des Moines, Dubuque, Durant, Lamoni, Marshalltown, Muscatine, Norwalk, Oskaloosa, Waterloo. Okay, let's see. Illinois, East Moline, Galesburg, Milan, Moline, and Quincy.
Okay.
Minnesota.
How did you find them?
Oh, well, you know, I drive the interstates. I find everything. So, you know, just drive by. Say, oh, what is this? Let me try this. You know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very brave that way. I'll try anything that looks interesting.
Well, right across the street, they used to have, I don't know if it's still there, a pizza place.
Uh-huh.
And they were, for a while, they were giving away these free pieces of pizza because they said it was a new product and they wanted people to taste them to see, you know, if they liked them. And so they were giving away free pieces of pizza.
Uh-huh.
And they were delicious. You know what they were?
What?
Sauerkraut pizza.
Oh!
It was the most delicious thing. How they made it, I don't know, but it had some sauerkraut in there.
Yeah, it's regional. It's got fermented cabbage and Canadian bacon and pork. There's a couple places that have that as far as that goes. So, yeah, sauerkraut pizza with Polish sausage and all that. But there's a lot of things like that. And I don't know if you can get them frozen. I wouldn't be surprised. But you certainly could get a recipe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We can't get here in Chicago, we can't get that Southside pizza anymore.
Yeah.
The ballpark pizza or whatever they had. They don't have that anymore at the Jewel.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you could play a request.
What do you want to hear?
Well, something by Ella Fitzgerald.
Okay.
Or Nat King Cole.
Okay.
Something nice and soothing.
Okay.
Know?
I'll do it.
Yeah.
You betcha. We'll do it. Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Good deal. So 888-876-5593. We're going to check out Johnny and Austin here in moments right here on WGN Radio.
I can only give you love that lasts forever. And the promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all. That's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime and a hand to hold when leaves begin to and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all. That's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all. That's all.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that's The Flip Side of Lover Come Back to Me, 1953. And other than that Sunday, that summer, that is my favorite Nat King Cole song. So hopefully that's what we wanted to hear. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Johnny in Austin, what's happening tonight?
Well, that was a beautiful Nat Cole song.
Yeah.
Really, he had so many of them, but that was just what I think a lot of us needed to hear. It was mellow.
It was
just beautiful, and I didn't know that was one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah. It's way up there. You know, the first time I heard it was actually the Midnighters, you know, East L.A. stuff, and someone said, you know, it's a Nat King Cole flip side. No! And I immediately looked through my collection, and yeah, it was on the back of Lover Come Back to Me.
You said the East L.A. That wasn't the Little Willie G song, was it?
The Midnighters, yeah, absolutely. And
they did a like a Christian version.
Well, God's Love, I like that too. But originally, it was the Midnighters.
Whatever happened to Little Willie G?
He's still around again.
Is he?
Let's. There's so many things I can't tell you on the air. I'm right here.
Okay, that's cool.
Anyway, the bottom line is that he left the industry for a while for a very specific reason and found the Lord and vowed he'd never, ever do this again. And then he was preaching, had a ministry and all that. Then he came back to it. It's been about 25 years ago now, and put out that CD that had God's Love and Bless Our Love and all that kind of stuff. But
that was a compilation CD, and I looked at it on eBay, and it was like $100 or something.
Oh, no, I've got it from when it came out. But have you heard the version just by the Midnighters that he did originally?
No.
Okay, I'll play that next.
I want to give an award for the night to Fran for standing up for something that she needed to stand up about.
And yes.
I really respect that in a person. You know, there's a lot of people that whine about little stuff, but what she was talking about is big stuff.
It is big stuff, and Capital Metro is so holier than thou about everything that they do, and they just really screwed up on this.
Well, this city is a train wreck.
Yes, always has been.
I think it always will be. I mean, yes, it's pretty and everything, and a lot of people have moved here, and Austin has seen its better days, but, man, it's Looneyville. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, the only place I know where they actively want to create traffic tie-ups so people will drive less.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was the fight about should there be one-way streets. No, we want more traffic tie-ups.
Well, they got their wish.
Well, they absolutely, yeah, they did.
I moved here in 99, all right, to launch a new radio station. It lasted a couple of years. That's typical for Austin and a lot of markets. But, back to what Fran was talking about, I really applaud somebody who has a legitimate issue that will act on it and not sit back and take a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Good for you, Fran. You go for it.
Yeah, well, I want her to keep us posted. We'll talk about it. Capital Metro hated me. They actively tried.
Oh, really?
They actively tried.
The short time?
They actively tried to get me off the air. Here's the deal. They were just terrible. And, of course, what they did was they instituted 24-hour bus rides. So I immediately gone and I said, it was winter. I said, do they not realize they've just created the mobile homeless? People are going to get on these buses and never get off them. But then again, no one's riding them anyway, so it might be all right. So, yeah, I had a whole thing with that. And, Capital Metro.
I don't think Austin was for you, obviously.
Well, no, I mean, but I told him that going in, and I wrote the contract. So.
Hey, let me mention Dan Mason's book, Radio Guy.
I got it. In fact, it was very dangerous. John brought it to me last night, and I made the mistake of opening it, and then 4 hours later, I was still reading it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you laid it on the stove.
No. Literally, it took 4 hours of mine. I just didn't put it down. And
did you think it was good?
Yes. I read your little contribution as well. Very nice. Yes.
Very true. And I got it in my hand here. I finally did read the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's funny with a book, sometimes I will scan around it first and just kind of, I don't know if that's good or bad, but that's just me.
Well, you're not alone. You look at the content, you say, "Ooh, Mr. Pibb, let me read that." So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, I spoke with him, and he said, when we first talked about being on your show, he said, "Oh, that's way past my bedtime." And then he relented, and he emailed me back. He said, "Really, forget my bedtime. I'd like to be on Raleigh James' show."
That's
and
great.
He was actually the one that introduced me to you back in the 80s.
That's right. Well, absolutely. Get me his contact stuff, and I'll have John call him in the day while he is awake.
Yeah, he's an early morning person.
Well, I might still be up. So.
You and I are quite alike in that regard. Yes.
Yeah. So it's nice. And when I was reading one chapter, found out that his wife Kathy grew up listening to WGN.
Oh yeah, isn't that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when I worked with him, I had some insight into what his personal life was, enough to realize that all was not.
Oh, absolutely. No, Catholic is the best thing that happened to him.
Well, I'll be the first to tell you that, because I had dinner with him back in 2008, and he had been with her, married to her for about, a year, I think.
Uh-huh.
And he was raving and raving and raving because, in life, sometimes we make poor choices on who we marry or hook up with. And the best thing to do is, when you got kids involved, it makes it difficult and everything. But at any rate, he did okay. He did okay.
It turned out to be great. And, knowing Dan, I know that he stayed there and exhausted every possibility of making it work. And finally, he cut the ties, and it was absolutely the best thing that happened to him. And I'm glad he found someone. And, this is now many years later, and they're still happy and together.
And I asked him at dinner that night, "Well, how did you and Kathy meet?" Match.com.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
And well, good.
Yeah, that would be Dan. Absolutely. Yeah.
But what a guy.
Yeah.
He was quite a character, and he's a lot of fun.
Well,
so you want me to try to
hook
you all up somehow?
Right, absolutely. I'd love to have him on.
Okay, I'll give him your. I think I already left him your email, but
okay.
I'll send you his info. So there we go.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah, that would that'd be fun, and it's a wonderful book because there's all sorts of things in it that if he didn't write it would die when he did. So that's
he told me the abortion story when I worked for him.
Oh yeah,
he had such regret over that. I mean, he was still hurting. It's something you just don't get over. But anyway, guy's got a great conscience and. Think the world of him. It's about time that they're going to cut us off if I don't shut up.
Oh, you're right. It is.
So I better go.
Well, call me again soon.
I will.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. We'll pick it up after the news right here on WFGN Radio.
I can. Time you call.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So, yeah, it's Little Willie G. He was lead singer of The Midnighters, and they put this out on Chattahoochee in 1965. And that was the first one I heard. And I was talking about what a great, great record it was. And somebody said, you know, Nat King Cole originally. No kidding. And I went through my 45s, you know, those dark purple 45s on Capitol. And sure again, there it was, the flip of Lover Come Back to Me. I'm like, why didn't I ever play this? Just terrific. But, of course, I'm kind of sweet on Little Willie G. All right, so 888-876-5593. Victor is in Silver Springs. What's happening tonight, Victor?
Well, I am somewhat frustrated because there's a station on 1200 that's playing music. Mm-hmm. And every time I try to get the legal ID, it fades out on me. So I guess I have to keep trying until I finally get a station ID.
Do you think it's in America?
Yes.
Okay, and you're getting this at night?
Yes.
All right. I'm trying to think of Taylor, Michigan is on at night. I'm looking at people who, you know, there's a little Chicago radio station, RTO, but that, you know, looking at people who've got kind of some power. North Syracuse, they've only got 1,000 watts, though. But I'm wondering, Newton, Massachusetts, has it's directional, but they've got 50 kilowatts at night. But the here's why I didn't mention them first. As far as I know, they're all talk.
Yeah.
What kind of music are you hearing?
Mostly from the 60s, 70s, 80s.
Okay,
and
oldies.
90s.
Okay, so it's oldies. So trying to think of who would that be? Well, KYAA, what are they doing? Well, that's too far. That's California. That's really interesting. I don't, I know who's on 1200, but I don't know who would be playing oldies. That's a great question. Obviously, WOAI is the 1A clear on that. But
I used to get them before everybody else jumped on that frequency.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Before the breakup of the Clears, you know, first in 61 and then in 80. But, I'm thinking of the one in Fargo. That's like all talk, too. I think it's religion now. So that it's not the one in Fargo. And, at night, who, you know, I'm wondering who's staying on at night as far as that goes.
They're not cutting their power.
Right, because, right, well, exactly. But I'm trying to think of anybody who has any power at night. Let's worry about what they're doing later. But most of them I know, like MUZ that I mentioned and Taylor, that's talk. That's not going to be, not going to be. So trying to think, iHeart's got something in Pennsylvania, but I don't think that's anything either. I also don't think that's got much power, but man, that's an interesting thing. Who is
playing music on that frequency?
Yeah. Well, if it was classic country, I would almost think it was WSML. That's in North Carolina, but they got 1,000 watts at night and 10 kilowatts in the day. But that's country, so it's not going to be that.
Yeah.
So, man, that's interesting because a lot of these are daytimers. When I think of people on that frequency. So wow.
I used to have a book by Van A. Jones,
uh-huh.
And it listed stations by geographic location,
uh-huh.
Stations by frequency,
right,
and then in the back of the book it was stations by call letters.
Oh yeah,
and that book really came in handy because when I got an e-skip one day, when my wife came home from work, I asked her to find WIPM,
uh-huh.
And it turned out to be a Channel 3 that I was getting from Puerto Rico that particular afternoon.
Yeah, there's great pattern books that the people who I subscribe to something now, I don't know, one of the DX Digest things, and they have great pattern books that has every pattern and every frequency and all that. But I just don't know who, you know, the thing that's killing me on this is the idea that it's playing oldies. So I can't... imagine. And then I start to wonder, well, does it have to be America? And yeah, you know, and then I maybe not. So that's an interesting thing too. But
it couldn't be Ottawa because they're sports.
Yeah, right. And you know, I mean, we know it's like not in Argentina, so I don't even need to but yeah, the Ottawa station, that is 50. Then there's one in Vancouver, but that's too far away. And I think, and I'm not sure what they're doing now anyway. I think the last I heard it was like a dollar a holler, like the, whoever bought the time. So it was a cavalcade of, you know, might be Hindustani or something. But you got a couple AKSA stations in Mexico. But there again, I don't think you'd be hearing any oldies on them. That's for sure. So let's. You know, what can that...
They also, you know, throw in music from the 90s, I think.
Well, you know, I also wonder, I mean, this is terrible, but I wonder, not many people do, you know, bootleg stations on AM, but I wonder if it's, you're not going to hear anything because they are not licensed.
Yeah. There's a friend of mine in Miami says that the FM band is crowded with pirates.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Haitian, especially, you know, French and all that. Yes. Dayton, Broward County are notorious right now. Yes.
I wish we could go back to the days when there aren't any translators, et cetera, on the FM band.
Yeah.
And I could get, you know, out of town stations when there's a drop or a skip. And I'll never forget, I think it was May 14th, 2014, I believe. And I was getting, for, maybe a couple of hours, BOCM in St. John's, Newfoundland.
Right.
I recorded that, the ID and everything. They just finished up Smoke on the Water, and then they came in and said, this is Newfoundland's classic rock.
Yeah, VOCM. Yeah. They're a relative
Canadian
newcomer. Right.
I said, I'm getting Canadian TV as well. So she comes running over to my house, and she's looking at the screen. I said, this is Channel 2. I don't know where it's coming from, but I know it's Canadian.
Yeah.
She takes a look, and she says, oh, my goodness, that's my brother.
What? Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. So she stuck around with me, and then when I started getting the French-Canadian channels, she started translating, for example, there was a commercial for cat food and a couple other things, and then it slowly but surely faded out.
Oh, it will.
But the one thing I do remember about this E-Skip, I happen to land on 103.9, and I was getting this station from Iowa, and the DJ, she's saying, I just got a call from the engineer at WTOP, and they have their own news on the Frederick station. They're going to drop that, I guess, starting Saturday or something.
Yeah.
And it's going to be K-Love, I believe.
Just what we want, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. FM skip is so wonderful, but yes, it is usually only a couple hours. But usually on that duct, you can get other stations from the same area. So it's kind of neat if you get three or four of them. So,
now, a friend of mine in Pittsburgh told me he got a station from Missouri on skip one day, and then the next day he got the same Missouri station on drops.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Go figure.
Yeah. Yeah, I just looked up your TOP thing. Yeah, they lease the frequency, you know, to K-Love, so that's exactly what that is. My issue with translators isn't so much the purpose of using them for AM. It's that so many people use them as a backdoor to get second and third you know, sub-channels onto, into locations where they otherwise couldn't. And that drives me crazy. I mean, they've obliterated the whole concept of HD radio. If you can get it on FM, why do you have it at all? Well, of course, they don't care about HD radio. They just care about getting it on FM. And yeah, that drives me crazy. So they're leasing it to K-Love. You know, so that was a 19-year simulcast. That's Hubbard. And so, but hey, you know, money talks. That's the deal. So they will in fact be K-Love on that particular translator.
Yeah, WBT is still on the air playing that loop.
Right.
About the being on FM.
I think that's all they're going to do until they decide what to do with it. And we've been keeping you up to date on what's going on with that tower site. And Johnny Caudle's doing a wonderful job trying to get it designated as a historic building, at least the transmitter building. But what he's discovered in the process is that the land which we thought was under contract is not. So the site has not yet been sold, which is good. And hopefully they'll be able to preserve the at least the transmitter building. I'd love for them to preserve the Blonox Towers and all that, but that ain't going to happen.
Land is more valuable.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And we've been seeing that for decades. So, you know, I assume they'll keep that loop until they finally get some buyers and figure out what they're doing. Kind of despicable, but, you know, there it is.
I'm just wondering how they're paying for the electricity.
Yes, and isn't
that transmitter.
Well, that's you're spot on. You are so right on, because people don't realize how much it costs for an AM radio station. With FM, you can have 100,000 watts, but your ERP might only be putting 3,000 or 4,000 watts into it, depending on the height. But with AM, you're paying for every one of those ever loving watts. And that's believe me, I know many AM stations that have tried to downgrade their power so that they'd save on the bills. And in some cases, depending upon the EAS situation in the state, the FCC is saying no dice, which is a problem. But you're right. They are paying for that power. You're absolutely right. That's
now,
an interesting.
Nick told me that WYRE
in Annapolis.
I tried to get them earlier today, and I'm not getting them at all.
Right.
He says, yeah, they're barely on the air, maybe 200 watts or maybe down to 100 watts.
Yeah.
And their screen is totally disintegrated. And I don't know what's going to happen to that station.
I think, well, the AM's a daytimer, and I think they're about 250 watts. So, you know, and they're very secondary. They're secondary, of course, to GY and Schenectady. So, you know, the FCC is not going to in any way say you need to keep power on that. They wouldn't care if you turn in a license. You know, it's sad.
Now, I know there was a station on 700. They were off the air most of the time, a number of years ago. And then they come on for a few days, and then they go off. And I found out that the only way they could keep their license, they had to broadcast for so many days, and then
the law is very very codified. You have to be, if you're silent for 365 days, you lose the license. You can be silent up to a year, you know, filing for that. But if you're 366 days, they'll pull it. I think one of the first 700s that started to make some noise on that frequency, of course, you had KLL in Salt Lake City, but the Humble Texas, that interfered a little with WLW, I thought.
When I used to listen to the trucking show.
Yeah.
The
Truck and
Bozeman.
Well, right, and before that was Truck and Bozeman.
Before WLW kicked them off.
Right.
The Hispanic station in Walkersville, Maryland, would stay on the air.
Oh, yeah, DMV.
So I called WLW and said, hey, I got a problem getting you tonight. This Hispanic station is they didn't even sign off. They just kept on going.
It's DMV. La Jefa.
Several times.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. That's Barack Broadcasting. So yes, absolutely. They're not supposed to, but they will. So hopefully LW jumped all over them.
Yes, I did tell WLW what was going on. And,
yeah.
They thanked me profusely.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anchorage is on that 700 too, but it's K-Bear, but it's too far away to matter.
Yeah, the trucking show that I listen to, I just tell my electronic girlfriend to play The Overnight Drive with Steve Summers.
Oh, good.
And it's really fun to hear the truckers call in. I call in, my handle's Blind Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad he's still doing it. I think the first guy to really popularize that was Bill Mack years ago on WBAP in the 60s, actually. And then in the early 70s, virtually every 50-kilowatt station had an overnight trucking show. And I remember I used to have to take artists, when I was promoting records, I used to have to take artists to all of them. And I did this so often and so many times that I remember for one day I was walking around Des Moines looking for a pizza place, not realizing that I wasn't in Tulsa. So, you know, I'd done KVOO the night before, and then I was on WHO that night, and it's like, I didn't know what town I was in. I thought, I've been doing this too long.
Yeah, and you just jogged my memory about a couple of e-skips over the years. One time I got every single station in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. KIOA, here we come.
Another day, I got every single station in Omaha.
Right. Right. Yeah, absolutely. I've had that happen as well. And it's the kind of thing, like I say, if you were in Omaha, you wouldn't want to listen to any of those. But the fact that you're sitting miles away, it's like, man, this is fascinating. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
When I called the Iowa station when I was getting them, and she was telling me, the engineer from WTOP called me and told me what was happening. Oh, I think it was Spirit Lake, Iowa.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. But anyway, I know Nick is probably on the line, so let me get off here.
Well, good to talk to you.
I'll yak at you another time.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. The other thing I used to love to do was listen DX on planes. You know, they supposedly wouldn't let you, but the hell with that. And that was actually fascinating how that would work when you're at 31,000 feet. All right, so we'll get to Marguerite and to Linda and to Ruth and hopefully you on WGN Radio. James, there's Fran's request, Go Jimmy Go, 1959 on Ace. And this is somewhat confusing because also in 1959, Jimmy Clanton was in the movie, but it wasn't Go Jimmy Go. The movie was Go Johnny Go, and the song, even though it was a hit at the time, was not in the movie. It was Chuck Berry who's singing the song, but Jimmy Clanton was the star of the movie. He's Johnny Melody in the movie, and it's Alan Freed, and all that. So it was a Hal Roach movie, so, you know, it's the usual suspects. So Richie Valens was in that movie as well. Sandy Stewart, girl who did my coloring book, yeah. So in any event, it was a big year for Jimmy Clanton, who was in Johnny Go while he was singing Go Jimmy Go. Confused? give me a few more minutes. 888-876-5593. Margarita's in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Always.
That's a new one for me because, you know, I was born in 1959, so I'm learning, listening, and learning at the same time.
Ah.
Okay. And thank you, friend, for that request because we Riley James dances, we were just moving to it real good. So, just trying to catch my breath, co-captain. Well, no, you are our captain.
No.
We're co-captains. That was a good dance song. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Mm-hmm. And to the lady who made the request, the Ella Fitzgerald song request, okay, I'd like to help her out with what she's looking for, maybe. When she mentioned she's looking for pizza, she mentioned ballpark pizza. Well, Chicago and Jewel Food Stores has a Home Run Inn pizza.
Oh.
Maybe that's the brand she's looking for. And then they have Ballpark Frank's hot dogs.
Yeah, here we have Chicago's Home Run Inn. There's their history. Mm-hmm. All right.
And then there's, for hot dogs, there's Ballpark Frank hot dog.
Okay.
And that should be sold in Jewel.
Okay.
And if not, if there's anything usually in any grocery store, but in Jewel's in particular, talk to the manager. They'll try to order it and get it in for you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, to get the phone number to the Jewel, if you have an old receipt, usually it's at the top of the receipt, that phone number. Or there's a city phone number, 311, that one can call 24/7, 24 hours a day. It's available in Chicago, 311. And give them whatever it is you're looking for, and they'll help you with it.
Oh, great.
Get that phone number for you. Mm-hmm. Okay,
great.
And thank you.
Well, thanks for calling. Appreciate that.
And you're welcome, and I'll keep listening to the good music.
Okay, good.
Thank you for the show.
Great to have you. All right, so yeah, looking at this Home Run pizza, looking at pictures of the, don't look at pictures. I'm getting hungry as I speak. That's not a good thing at all. 888-876-5593. Linda is in Richland Park. What's happened, Linda?
Hi, how are you? I just wanted to call and just touch bases with you and let you know they updated my clinic visit for the lighthouse, and they're going to try and make me some glasses. I'm glad about that.
Oh, great. When? And, when's the appointment?
It's this coming Friday.
Oh, good. Well, you'll have to let us know next week.
Yeah, I'd be glad if they can get me some glasses, maybe.
Yeah.
So, they're going to recommend me. If they feel I need to see a doctor, they'll do that also.
Yeah.
Thorough check. Then I also go out to Florida November 3rd. That's a while.
Okay.
That's a long wait.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, what can I do? There's other people in the same situation with me. So I just, you know, just take everything one day at a time. But I wanted to tell you, I love your show, but you always say, well, I'm not going to be here long. I don't know. I probably, when I die, ain't nobody going to do nothing. Just throw my stuff away. But you know what? You are going to be here a long time because you're doing God's work. There's so many people out there that's lonesome, that's blind. They wait just to hear you because you cheer them up.
That's nice.
You're the only station that talk good sense to these poor, sick people. Which is, I'm one of them too, handicapped people, and they love it, and I love it too. If I don't know of any other show on the radio like yours. You are such a unique person, and you're very smart. And, you might say you're not, but we all know you are. So I want to tell you to keep on doing what you're doing. And I wanted to ask you to play me a few records because
okay.
I listen to this Alexa and I come up with stuff that you wouldn't believe how people died. They said how Marilyn Monroe died.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. You know, it was awful. But getting on a good tune, I'd like for you to play a couple of records for me. One I've been thinking about, Frankie Lima, I'm on the outside looking in.
Okay.
And then I like for you to play the Staple Singers, Respect Yourself.
Okay.
And then I also like to hear you play Family Reunion. Did I say that already?
Nope.
family reunion. I think that's about it.
Now, I'm pretty sure you're, I'm on the outside looking in, is actually Little Anthony and the Imperials.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
Okay.
That's
all right.
A beautiful song.
Okay.
And then I like a song by, you played a good song by Nat King Cole, but I also like Inseparable. He sings that with his daughter, but that might be a long entry, so you might not be able to play that one.
Oh, no, I don't have to play the whole thing, but yeah, that was one of the four duets that they did together. Unforgettable was the song.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. And how many did I give you so far?
Four. Well, we got Outside Looking In, Respect Yourself, Family, Unforgettable, so that's four.
Okay, and I also like for you to play, I always say it by Little Junior Walker, Cleo Beck. I love that song.
Which one?
Cleo Beck.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right.
I love that song. And then you might not be able to find it, but it's by, what's his name? He was in the movie, oh, my God. I can't think of his name. Loving You. I can't think of it.
Give me more words.
His name was Newton, is his last name. He was in the movie Las Vegas Vacation. Loving You Because You're Beautiful.
Okay.
He sang it in a movie.
Really? All right. Now, you're not thinking about Wayne Newton, are you?
Yes, that's who I'm talking
about. You really are, huh? All right, Wayne Newton. And which song by Wayne Newton? You're the first Wayne Newton request I've ever gotten.
Am I?
Oh, yeah.
It's the one he sang in the movie Las Vegas Vacation. Loving you is easy because you're beautiful. Loving you.
All right.
Easy because you're beautiful. I remember Wayne Newton from a kid up because... my grandfather loved him from Wayne Newton. My grandfather was an old countryman, man.
Well, I remember when Wayne Newton came out and they first released Donka Shane, the record promoters had to say it was Mr. Wayne Newton because a lot of us thought that it was a woman.
Oh. Yeah, so, when he was young, he was plump. And I think his brother sang with him or something.
I don't know. He used to be local in Phoenix for a while doing some TV stuff and all that. So, yeah.
Well, he used to come on the TV shows because my grandparents lived in Mississippi. And they would always, Christmas special, they'd always have Wayne Newton singing all the time. And my grandfather would make us watch it because my grandfather was, he was too country. That's all I can tell you.
All right.
He was too country.
All right.
You can play that. Did I give you my six?
I think I'm writing down Wayne Newton, which I think was fifth. So let's see. Loving You. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, you gave me six, exactly.
Okay, yeah, but I want you to just keep doing what you're doing. Everybody love it. And you cheers up everybody.
That's so kind of you to say it. Always good to hear from you, Linda. The show gets better when you call, so call me again soon.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Love you.
Appreciate it.
God bless you.
All right,
bye-bye.
You too. So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, I'm not sure I've heard Loving You, so maybe we'll hear it next, coming up on WGN Radio. On that file is just terrible. Let me see if I can do better. I didn't realize it was going to be the Minnie Riperton record, but yes, I guess it's from the movie. But let's see, do we have a better version of that somewhere? And apparently, right from the movie, here we go. Ellen Griswold is going to, I guess, do the high notes. We'll see.
Really a magical group of people. Greg, give me some birds. Let me hear some birds.
Yes, loving you is easy 'cause you're beautiful. Making love to you is all I wanna do. Yes, loving you has made my life so beautiful. And every time that we
holy crap, Wayne Newton's hitting on Mom.
It's all part of the Aggress.
All right, very good. Never heard it before and may never hear it again, but that's looks like that was a classic movie there. All right, so 888-876-5593. We've got Trish, your first-time caller in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Oh, fine. Just laying in bed listening to you. And I growing up, I loved Wayne Newton.
So you were and the my, one. All right, we
I
found you,
one.
Trish. All right.
Well, he was, he used to be on the Jackie Gleason show a lot.
Uh-huh.
And he played an accordion. He was very musically talented.
Yeah.
And my favorite song is, now don't laugh, Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey.
All right. Well,
it's my most favorite song. And Wayne Newton used to sing that.
Yeah.
So I never heard the song that you just played before. That was a new one.
Yeah, that's pretty old. It's apparently from the movie. But his big hits were, of course, Donka Shane and then Red Roses for right. a Blue Lady and Daddy, Don't You Walk right. So Fast.
Right, exactly. But he used to sing these old ones.
Yeah.
Then he kind of changed his whole, you know, he just looks different now than he did when he was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes. But I thoroughly enjoy your show. And I think you have the patience of a saint, is all I can say.
Well,
you're amazing.
Well, that's so kind of you. Now, I hope you're going to call again, because the show gets better when you call.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right.
Good night.
Thanks
Take
a lot.
Care. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
It. Yeah, because it's absolutely caller-driven. The show is as good as you guys are. So, thanks for propping me up here. So, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And let's see, I believe Ruth is in Gurnee. So, Ruth, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, good evening, Raleigh. I'm here or there.
Indeed.
I often fall asleep when on Monday nights I do really well because there's so many callers, and for some reason the sleep doesn't overtake me, and I'm waiting for all the music that gets played. That's the greatest blessing, is the requests. Some of these requests and some of your choices are pure blessings to the nth degree. So when I get a disappointment that I've fallen asleep and I've missed songs, you know, for maybe 2 or 3 hours, that's a great big disappointment. Anyway, did you ever get to the A Sleigh Ride in July song?
Yes, I did. You didn't hear it? Oh, God, tell me you did. Tell me you heard it.
No, I,
oh God!
What can I tell you that I didn't hear?
Oh God!
Sorry.
I don't want to play this again. But I did.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, that's a disappointment then. Somehow it must have been one of the nights. If people talk too long, I get bored. I lose interest, and it comes on me without me controlling it. I just go to sleep. So anyway, tonight I have comments to make about who says you can never come home again. I've experienced some unique things out of the blue like a bolt, and they are phenomenal. And I was a member for a long time of Gaelic Park, far south of Chicago. Takes a long time to get there. Lots of festivals and time spent there. Even took one of my Ogden grandsons there for one of the Memorial Day festivals. So I re-entered into membership, and I got a copy of what they send as a member, the Irish American newspaper.
Oh.
And it was like good news, that song, Bye Bye Miss American Pie, you know, the news on the doorstep. I don't want to put newspapers on my doorstep, especially as of recently, you know, in the last few years. But I'd say it's a good 5 or 6 years since I've had my membership that I had there for years. So the newspaper was filled with lots of advertisement, phenomenal editorial, phenomenal columnists, pictures, photography. It was like you're traveling to Ireland, but it's right here in Chicago and in the Chicago area. They even had ads from Catholic Charities. So many advertising ads that they're paying for. But the interesting thing is, I decided I want a subscription. Not the one I get for free by being a member. But directly, because they gave a price list of subscriptions. In other words, $100 for 3 years or $50 for 2 years and whatever it was for 1 year. So I have a few people I want to send subscriptions to because the newspaper is that good.
Well, and now wait a minute. You know you can pick up free location, copies at various locations.
Now, wait a minute. I know that it's St. Raleigh, but how do you happen to know about the free locations? Fox Lake Bank and...
Well, there's a ton of them as far as that goes.
Highland Park, right, the Irish Restaurant.
Yeah, it's IAN, and they have a website with all the stuff that you would see in the newspaper. And
but
they
you
are,
know that right off the top of your head.
Yeah. Well,
you didn't even take a breath.
Useless information. I specialize in it.
Hardly. Not from all what the other callers all have to say. But the unique thing is that while I did get one Ogden grandson to the Gaelic Park, he rode the Ferris wheel the whole entire time and missed all the entertainment and all the fabulous stuff. Another one, we'd marched in the parade with the Gaelic Park unit, and then we went to the Irish Cultural Center. He's now in the military in the Middle East. Well, I want to get two prescriptions to my two military grandsons and a couple of other ones because I think that this is a phenomenal way of bringing home this incredible community and stories and everything from I can see all the way to Ireland with that newspaper. Now, the publisher is listed for calling up for the subscription. I can't get a subscription to the Waukegan New Sun, Lake County New Sun, for years because you have to go online to get it. Everything out there is online.
Right, and this is, by the way, this is too, as far as that goes. You can actually see all the back issues and all that, and I'd have an email address to help you.
I have tons of back issues.
Yeah, right. And so you have ended the night. Call me tomorrow night. We'll talk more about it.
All right.
Thanks. All right. So on that note, we thank Adam for keeping us on the air. Apologies to Elizabeth. We didn't get there, but we will tomorrow night. 21 hours from now, we'll do it all again. Until then, that's a wrap. We also thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. That's what makes the show a pleasure for me to do. Talk to you in 21 hours. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.
Saved by the Quell, plus Parking Plot and Young Jerks. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Real news, real stories, real fun. Another brick in the wall, Schoolhouse Hawk, no longer just the teacher droning on. Some schools are starting to station small plastic non-lethal aircraft in classrooms to hit back against active shooters. These drones smash windows, pepper spray gunmen, and ram perps at 60 miles an hour, the Washington Post reports. Teachers deploy the drones with a panic button or an app, but some aren't thrilled with such weaponry in schools. But Uvalde showed what happens when first responders don't. Parks and ruination. She craved paradise and put up a snaking plot. Big Bang leery as some diva Las Vegas went nuclear over having to pay $14 for parking. So schmuck be a lady decided to ditch the car in the lot and call in a fake bomb threat cop, say. Pulp Friction as the popo pounced and shut downtown Vegas for 4 hours. Alleged Luna bombers now looking at serious time parking her posterior in the pokey. Blotto pilot, crazed and infused, a couple of kooky kids cruising around San Mateo, California in a Waymo, juiced up joyride and juvenile geniuses cops suspect. The popo in pursuit after getting word claiming the pair of possibly plastered pint-sized 15-year-olds were firing gel blasters out the windows as their Delulu driverless diversion produced public panic. Danger things detained by deputy dogs as Waymo rules require sprites of passage under 18 have an adult on board. Talking about my dimwit degeneration? And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.